was it. That's why I started talking this before dressing. So, how long have you been married? Never.
Ah! Where did that join? Sorry.
Oh, well, you know, you're bickering like, you know, married couple.
Teammates.
Ah! We're business associates.
Comrades.
Business associates. Ah, what sort of business you run?
Hunting lodge.
We're part of a hunting lodge. Fascinating!
As the school has said.
Lee.
Sorry.
Oh, where are you getting who?
I don't know.
A pleasure to meet you, Miss Lee.
Oh, yes.
I'm Curator Winstead, just in case you guys didn't read the nameplate outside.
There was a nameplate outside.
Oh, it fell off again. Fell off again? Oh, terribly sorry about that.
But we are here to discuss, like you said, that you were to come across these items from the Ghoul family.
Yes! They're beautiful things.
Yes, they are quite lovely from what I've seen.
That has worse than the book of Pumpkin Jack.
But yeah, since Lee and I are very fascinated, especially in all the artifacts that you've been acquired from our countries.
Mm. Oh yes, I do hope you enjoy those.
Yes, we were hoping that we could, I suppose, gather information on them and possibly give any information we have on the items.
Oh, you're antiquitists!
A little. We're not the best out there, but we know bits and pieces you may or may not.
Oh, well, thank you. I understand the fascination with history and cultures and whatnot. After all, it's what I do. But please trust me. I have access to some of the best professors, and I myself am a good antiquarian. I'm pretty sure we'll be able to get any information we need. I speak with scholars in India, China, Russia, wherever the items come from. I'll make sure to do my research first.
What do you know about that piece?
Oh, this piece? From what I can tell, and what I have discussed with some of my fellow colleagues, in China, gems have a certain chi channeling power. I think you said chi? Chi, is that how you say it? Yeah. And rubies, if I remember correctly, are used to cast away negative energy or increase body heat or something like that. And so, since it's a little demon, I'm assuming what this does is it scares away all the others' negative energy, scaring it away with a fearsome demon face.
Well, certainly scaring something away.
Ivan. It's looking at you.
Are you sure it's not to attract?
No, rubies can only cast away negative... Well, I guess it could imprison negative energy as well, but, you know.
Then, do you believe in this, the spiritual belief of chi and...
Oh, heavens no! I'm a scientist!
Well, we are kind of on the opposite aspect of the items.
The opposite aspect of the items.
Yes. As in, we do believe in the spirits and the chi. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I suppose it makes sense for your two cultures.
Mm-hmm. We
they speak for themselves.
Well, menfolk, you know.
Yeah. Slightly more sensible, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are some superstitions that I put some faith in, but...
Oh, yes. Let me tell you. Black cats are trouble. I own one, and it tore my pants.
You can eat it.
I would never eat Oscar.
Quit complaining about it, then.
A tiger could come by and eat him at any time.
When did... Oscar turned orange.
He's still got the black stripes.
He also grew a lot bigger.
I can understand if you do not necessarily favor our views on it because you are a scientist.
Yeah, well, it's alright. Every group is entitled to their opinions.
But we were hoping that we could, I suppose, get involved in these artifacts alongside you. We can help sponsor the discoveries, and then we will learn and see what we view on them.
Oh, you want to fund an expedition?
Well, yes. We may be
fantastic!
We may be able to help the Wu family in finding these artifacts.
Well, they're around their house. It's not terribly hard to find.
Yeah.
If you believe that story, yes.
Well, should I believe anything else? I mean, I begin to hear some negative connotation in your voice. So what I'm gathering is that you do not like the Gu family, possibly because they sold the you did not like their price. You have to understand that, you know, I have to take what antiquities I can. I only have a limited budget inside the museum fund.
No. It is not that they charged us. It's more so that they took something that was not theirs.
But, really?
Yeah.
What'd they take?
They're tied to, the Chinese underground.
Oh, poppycock! You have any proof of it?
None that I can actually show.
Not on hand.
Well, I'm afraid I can't necessarily go trust my acquisition protocol on the hearsay of four individuals who are setting up a meeting in my office. If you want to donate to the museum, I can understand that, but...
Did you check their background? Did you check the Gu family?
The Gu family?
Or did you just take them at word value?
Why should I take them for anything else?
Because where do you know the history of this item if you didn't check the credentials of the family that's giving it to you? How did they acquire the item?
I just spoke with other scholars!
This is not winning us any points with this guy. I'm surprised he hasn't kicked us out yet.
Or just try and convince him that these items aren't legit, sort to say.
I mean, if you have any proof or something, I'd love to hear it, but you know, must understand the level of suspicion that I have of four people walk into my...
I told you, suspicion.
Four people walk into my office and say that it's a sham, and I've been working with the Gu family for at least a year or so. And they've never done anything abnormal, other than meeting in, you know, the back alleys of East End, but that's where foreigners live, so maybe that's where he's residing. After all, you might feel a little, outsider-ish if he's surrounded by a bunch of Englishmen.
Yeah.
And if he's fallen on hard times, East End is the cheapest. I mean, makes logical sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pretty loud.
That is really loud.
If we can hear this clearly from down here, yeah.
As we all pause to listen to what they're listening to.
I can't say anything.
Yeah, I can't think of anything because we don't have any proof. We can't really tell him. It's like, well, they stole the items from temples and stuff and sold it to you for money. Even though it's cheap.
I'll point out, we don't even know if these are obtained illegitimately. They literally could be relics of the Gu family that they're selling.
Well, you could always ask to see see all of them then.
Yeah.
Because then Ivan could pose as some sort of scholar.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
This might require some level of bluffing as opposed to just straight up honesty. Lying is... There is no alignment system in here. Lying is not evil.
Well, what?
You, however, cannot.
What is lying?
Persuade.
Okay. I didn't find the book, so I couldn't see if there was a deception.
No, it's called persuasion. Oh. You're persuading, whether by lying or telling the truth.
Okay. Well then, as Miss Lee is a former associate with the Gu family...
Oh, really? They're upstanding people, aren't they? Yeah, yeah.
If it is all right with you for us to actually look at some of the artifacts, just to look at them and recognize them.
Give me a persuade. Now here comes the roll.
Twenty.
I don't know why, but I like you. So sure, let's go take a look at some of those artifacts.
The orcs in no way are mimes.
If an orc screams in space, can anyone hear it?
The comet heading towards the planet.
Here's what I'm going to say. If an orc screams in space, can anyone hear it? Yes. If the orc thinks someone can hear them, they hear it.
Do you guys hear orcs?
Damn it! They're just everywhere! Can't get away!
Didn't we just kill off the last warlord like 2 hours ago?
Didn't want to build an interstellar highway?
An interstellar highway so he can ride across the galaxy on his motorcycle.
The Space Marine's worst nightmare. Alright, we just finished cleansing this planet. More orcs land.
Okay. Hey, that's alright, alright. Those you seem like such upstanding people. He says, alright, I have a safe location. Please follow me. Since you are a friend of their family, you might be able to at least see that I'm doing upstanding dealings. He takes you kind of into the basement of the museum, and he kind of goes to a really thick, heavy door, and he unlocks it. Alright, this is the storage room. You can see racks upon racks upon racks of stuff. Sarcophagi, giant stone tablets of fake Ark of the Covenant.
Indiana Jones hiding in a refrigerator.
I think you're Mimizini's favorite figure. No, nothing for this.
My acquisitions are towards the back. Please, follow me. Of course, you guys see tons of spiders and stuff and rats kind of scurrying around.
Is it good for the artifacts to have those type of critters around?
We've tried exterminating them seven or eight times. They just keep coming back. We figure there's a hole to the sewer somewhere.
Have you invested in cats?
But cats tend to scratch things up like Oscar.
Not good cats. They chase down the mice and kill them.
Well, this is London. The rats are bigger than the cats here.
Yes, well, there's that.
I eat the rats.
It could be an artifact with pestilence on it.
Excuse me.
Speaking from a spiritual view.
Right! Scientifically, there's been no possibility of that. Alright, Ivan, as you are getting closer and closer towards the room, you can feel a lot of negative energy, would be a good way to put it.
You feel negative chi?
Coming from the side of the room that he's leading you to. And of course, you get closer and closer. You guys are starting to see things like scrolls, you know. Chinese, you know, the snarling dog dragon things that stand in entryways.
The dog corns?
The dog corns?
I heard that those were actually the ideal of, I think it was a lion. Mm-hmm. The Chinese heard about the lions and are like, oh, I like that. So they made those.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's what they thought lions look like.
Dog corns.
Dog corns. Ivan, as you're, of course, getting here, a lot of the artifacts here are either housing or have some sort of negative energy attached to them.
Like the thing in the box.
A lot of them are actually doing about the same thing, snarling, growling, and generally attempting to get at specifically you. It says, see? Here's a collection. Except one of them's missing. Possibly one of the assistants taking it out for cleaning or something.
Well, Miss Lee. Keep track of them?
Oh, yeah, we check every week.
What happens when one's missing?
Well, as I said, it's probably being cleaned right now.
Yeah, but what if it's not being cleaned?
If someone stole it?
Yes.
We'd inform the authorities.
How long does it take, like a week?
Depends.
Yeah, we go find a little thing out there.
Come closer.
You look a little pale.
I crave your flesh.
Dog acorns.
Huh. This piece looks interesting.
Same. Nothing but artwork.
I pick one up and rub it on my face.
Ooh, why are you doing
that? As he's rubbing, you see him going, eh. And of course it just kind of drips this green goo off his face.
Seriously, you're handing artifacts there.
It was very soft.
It's made of metal.
It was soft metal. It was very peculiar.
Huh. Can you identify any of this?
Hey, that one has a demon in it. That one has a demon in it. This one has a demon. They all have demons in them.
They are indeed artifacts.
Oh, see? They are artifacts.
They're artifacts of something, all right.
However, where they came from has not been determined.
Well, they don't exactly stamp the house that or artist that they were made by.
Don't they?
Oh, I suppose they might. You know every artist in China.
I have to check my books.
Oh, no, quite all right. Well, come back when you have your books and more time to check it out. You're running out of time. Blood of the blood god.
There's one in the corner, and it's a goat.
And then one artifact is just kind of sitting there like,
meh. It's radiating neutral energy.
Whatever.
It's got a Swiss symbol on it.
First thing out of this.
Do I recognize any of these?
Sure. Go ahead and give me... probably just a common knowledge would be good enough. But I can't really think of a skill this would be attached to.
History.
Religion. Well, I'm guessing is if Ivan recognizes any of these. You remember vaguely a while ago when you were still with your father. He would occasionally ask you to go steal things like these. You always just thought they were nice pieces of artwork. Until, of course, your powers awakened. And so you became slightly more sensitive to the ways of the world. And so now that you're thinking about it, you may have helped steal a couple of these. In fact, you remember that scroll quite familiar. Quite well.
It was the first one I tried to eat you.
That's what you were going for, correct?
Mm. It's good to see you again.
Oh, hello.
You were delicious.
Do you have any spare souls? Well, when you have time and your appropriate books, of course, feel free to come by and take a look.
Thank you for your time.
Quite all right. You seem like a generally reputable bunch.
We try.
Yeah, no. Toodaloo.
Good day,
sir.
He kind of leaves you out, then relocks it. Ivan, something snarling in your pack.
I suppose when we get out and I get a carriage.
You guys bid farewell.
And we get close to his door. I walk in, set it on his desk. I walk out.
So Lee, what do you think?
All those were supernatural, like evil supernatural.
How do you know this?
How do you know?
You've been with me this long, and you don't think that I have some sort of skill?
When she walked into his office and did this.
Dude, wow. You've never actually directly told us you're psychic.
And then there was that time where she started moving 24 squares in one turn. I guess you could just assume that's because she's a Chinese action star.
She's small.
I love different types of magic.
No, that means she goes twice as far because she works twice as hard because she's small.
Yeah, she has to go twice as far.
I'm a different type of magic than our professor, but I do have that kind of ability. Hmm. Those were all supernatural. They were not the good supernatural. Those were not angels.
So do you think that the ruby was just an entrapment of the evil?
It's possible I could be a sorcerer.
And you said all of them?
All of them, and I helped steal some of those for them to be sold to her.
Where did you steal them, do you remember?
Where did I steal? From all over China?
Yeah. When you were in China, and he said, go here and steal the stuff. And you're like, okay, cool, important scroll. Someone will want this.
All over China.
Although it is strange that he would ship them all the way to England.
Hmm.
Especially at low prices. Usually when you're trying to be a thief, you try and sell it at high prices.
Why? Yes. Do you think he is aware of the evil of which is in these items? And if so, yes.
Yeah.
So do you think that's why he's trying to get rid of them?
Or? It's possible. He doesn't really need money.
Well.
So the same way that Bill Gates.
But then you kind of have to think, is he getting rid of them or is he doing something with them? Because, like,
the curator doesn't keep track of them very well.
And he also doesn't seem to be aware of their capabilities.
Well,
if what you say is true.
He's a scientist. He doesn't believe in it.
Yes. What I mean is he doesn't seem to be aware of even people's...
Well, we weren't even aware. Only Lee.
It's very true. Still, though, if he was collecting these artifacts, he should know at least something about them. Something more.
He didn't even check his source.
Perhaps they paid him a good amount not to.
Goo is like me in the fact that he doesn't really have any family that's reputable.
Yeah.
It'd be like me saying, I'm part of this family!
There is the fact that Goo is apparently linked to the Cabal, it sounded like.
Yes, that's what I was getting at, that he may not just be getting rid of these items, but using them and collecting them into one location.
Perhaps when they're all together, they do something else.
Giant mecha!
Alright, how about this? Instead of sitting in a carriage theorizing, why don't we go talk to our expert on this sort of stuff?
Oh, you mean talk to the guy we recruited?
The professor?
Yeah, talk to the guy who actually knows about this stuff beyond our,
you know,
it's shiny and it growled at me.
He's a lot more useful than a constable.
Very well, I suppose we'll send him a letter so we wish to meet with him.
He will actually see you at his home.
The next day?
Yeah. No, actually that night.
Oh. Alright.
Might as well prepare it extra.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Wonderful.
It's okay, I make you laugh. As per, it's a chicken dinner as opposed to a beef dinner.
Good.
Welcome. Hello again.
Greetings, Professor.
I assume since you're meeting with me, something that has come up. Martha, dear, if you will go put on, if you'll go get dessert ready. Oh, yes! Peach cobbler. Hope everyone likes.
It sounds delicious. Oh, yes,
yes. Mm-hmm. Toot-toot, dear. So, what seems to be your conundrum?
The curator at the museum is collecting supernatural artifacts that are radiating not pleasant vibes.
That sounds distressing.
And he doesn't really keep track of them for a week.
Well, we were just hoping you might be able to give us an idea of what some of them are if we described them to you.
Oh, it'd be kind of hard. I'd prefer to get my hands on. Go ahead and describe a few. Basically, he's had among his two.
I suppose we can describe the ruby demon, which was awesome.
Oh yes, I remember that one. I wrote my dissertation on it.
How convenient.
Yeah. Wait, well, ruby is indeed, as he suggested, a way to cast away or entrap negative energy. It doesn't attract it. It does indeed hold it or expulse it. if there is some sort of evil entity, it's probably inside said thing. If we're trying to look at this from a evil mastermind trying to destroy the world type of bent, as my former neighbor was. Then eventually the ruby is a precious gem that can be destroyed. So they might be able to unleash said demon.
So if it breaks, it'll come out.
Yes.
Is there a reason why they may not have activated it right away, or...
Well, a demon is, according to folklore, is a fairly chaotic creature and a very powerful creature. It could be basically like a ticking time bomb. It could help them, it could slaughter them all. It's not something that is predictable. Chinese demons are a bit more reasonable, but they are still fairly potent and tend to view humans as beneath them.
My question is there a certain limit in which a ruby can hold?
Of a certain size, perhaps?
That would make logical sense, but nothing...
Because I am curious that if he has gathered so much negative energy into one location, would it affect the capacity of the rubies?
Oh, no. Each demon would be bound to a specific item, so to speak.
Would there be any reason to gather such items?
Storage.
If it's just merely breaking it, they could just set a bomb on a museum.
Yeah.
And blow up all those demons.
Or think about it. London is the hub for anywhere. You can get anywhere from London. If there is cabal activity here, then basically they can hand out demons to their agents wherever they're going in the world.
Intriguing idea.
Yes?
Well, we'll have to put a stop to that.
Somehow.
Maybe you can't really go in there and take it.
Perhaps they are safe where they are. What we need to do is protect them.
As I said, a bomb in the museum would break those objects and those demons be released.
Well, what I mean is, perhaps we should use
and the... And they could also just have one of the cleaners pick one up and forget to put it back.
Like this week.
I think perhaps we should try and get some, use it as some sort of reliquary and bring the curator in on it and let him know, and then
he
perhaps
seems
he would
so
be
believing of the supernatural.
Yes, he does not believe in it.
But we could at least tell him that we know this group is going to steal them. Or try
but
and get
trusts,
away with them.
But he trusts the family, yeah. And we are just strangers to him. Like you said, he has worked for them for roughly a year.
No!
So it's a year trust over our mere half-hour presence.
It's true. Perhaps if we were to expose them somehow.
That sounds difficult.
Yes, not something I'm particularly apt.
And here's the peach cobbler for you.
Oh, thank you.
Nom, nom, nom.
It's delicious, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
But I think perhaps you and Miss Lee would be particularly suited to that job.
At this point, you guys hear dogs barking outside.
No, where are they barking at?
It's just a man walking his dogs.
Okay.
It's regular dogs.
It's regular dogs.
You actually see the dogs and they're normal.
Bark, bark, bark. So the hammer goes. Magic is crackling.
How would we get rid of objects like that? So that they don't harm.
Well, you could always release the demon or you keep them somewhere safe.
But is there any other type of gem that would help in this situation? Like you said, rubies, expel, or trap. Is there anything that
suppresses, perhaps?
Killing demons is a very difficult thing to do. It's not... They're demons.
Perhaps we could
some